No, I don't get many opportunities to come out here and speak to you guys, so I count it a privilege when I do get to come out here and speak into your lives and encourage you guys, and I really do count it a privilege. But I'm glad to be able to do this today, and just pray that you just open up your hearts and allow God to talk to you. My prayer to you is, my prayer to you. I don't pray to you, do I? No. But my prayer as I was preparing was, God, just speak to me, speak into the lives of the people. The Holy Spirit, just, say what you need to through me. And so just open up your hearts and allow God to speak into your life today. But I want to start off kind of talking about fear. Fear. We all have fear in our lives. Some of it's big, some of it's not really that big. The fear of the unknown. Anybody, just kind of uncertain about the future? Anybody ever afraid of the dark? I don't think I was ever afraid of the dark. Nobody's afraid of the dark. Let's turn off the lights real quick and see who screams first. No. Afraid of snakes? Spiders? All right. Scared of commitment? That was me. Scared of tight places? Claustrophobic. One that I've had to deal with in my life. It's never really been just one of those that just disables you. Some people they get scared and it's just like and they just freeze and snake still bites them or whatever. I don't know. But one of them that I've had to deal with in my life is the fear of heights. The fear of heights. Anybody with me on that one? Yeah, he conquered that fear this summer. But, that's one that's always kind of bothered me. I've been working through it throughout my life, putting myself, I'm going to try to talk right today, but I can't guarantee it. Put myself in situations where I have to conquer that fear. And, the other day I was watching a YouTube video. Any YouTube fans out there? But this video was called Stairway to Heaven. And it's this guy, these two guys, it's their job to climb up on top of these, really tall towers, like the radio towers and just those real tall, skinny ones. It's their job to climb up to the top of that tower and change that light bulb. Now, who's going to sign up for that job? We got a tower out back that, we can... Just kidding. But anyway, just kind of give you a comparison of how tall this tower these guys are climbing real quick. You got Eiffel Tower there, Empire State Building. I've actually been on the Empire State Building, 86th floor, 1,050 feet up there. When I walked out on there, I was kind of like, one of those kind of, man, that's a long ways down, But, it's like completely caged in, so you're not going to fall off or anything. So, I've, conquered that, went up there and looking over and, spit, throw a quarter, I didn't really. That probably kill somebody, throw a quarter off there. But anyway, that's 1,050 feet. And this guided tower that these guys are on is 1,768 feet tall. Straight up. All right, so go ahead and start playing this video. I've kind of cut and pasted some of it. But these guys, they actually take an elevator up 1,600 feet, and then they start climbing. All right, so this dude's climbing. He's, up on the antenna part of it at this part. He's just taking a break, no big deal, latched on. The first time I watched this video, my palms started sweating. Got the little feet, got the little flutter in your heart, and it was just messing with me. All right, so this dude gets to the top of the tower. And, there's a guy narrating this video, and he's like, oh, yeah, they're at the top of the tower, 1,768 feet. Watch this here in just a second. This guy completely lets go of the tower and is just standing there. Here in just a second. He's about to clip onto that thing. And he's much braver than me. Watch this, right when he grabs this thing. He lets go with his right hand. Right there. He is not hanging on to anything. Still not hanging on to anything. Until he... See, this other guy's smart. The first thing he does, he grabs that thing and clips on. Right there. He's like, I'm no dummy. I'm going to clip on. Well, he climbed up to the top of that thing. But Anyway, as I was watching this video, man, I mean, it was making me sweat. I was squirming, you know, and it's just a video. I mean, they were so high that they could see the curvature of the earth. You know, I think it's like 55 miles or something that you see. How many? 28 miles. You know, they could see that far. I think from there they said it was like 50-something miles they could see. And I mean, just way up there, man. I was squirming. And I was sitting on a couch, you know. There's no danger of me falling anywhere. But we all have fear in our lives. And lots of times we allow the fear in our lives to hold us back from what God has for us. And, you know, I'm sure the fear of heights is never going to hold me back from, you know, what God has for me. I hope God doesn't say, I want you to climb up there and witness to those folks on top of that tower. I'll be like, God, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disobey you this time. I'll wait till they come down. Just hope that, you know, actually make it down the right way so I can talk to them. But maybe that's why he wants me to climb it anyway. But we allow fear in our lives to hold us back from the fullness of what God has for us in our lives. And I believe God is asking us today, do you trust me? Do you really, truly, and honestly trust me? See, it's easy to trust God on the little things. But there's some things that we come into our lives and we think, man, that's impossible. There's no way this is going to happen. Are you really trusting God in those areas? Are you really trusting God in your marriage? Some of you might be thinking, my marriage is done for. There's no way that this thing can be revived. Are you trusting God in your marriage? Because God is in the impossible business. He does the impossible. See, there's nothing too big for God. We say this all the time. There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too small that God doesn't care about. Are you trusting God with your life? That's what we're going to talk about today. But I think that no matter what level in our relationship with God, no matter where we're at in our journey with God, we should always be trusting God about something in our lives. Something that's too impossible for you to do. Too impossible for you to take care of. I think we should always, no matter if we got saved today or if we've been saved for 80 years, there should always be something in your life that you're trusting God about. See, there's two ways that I see the Christian life. Two ways that you can live it out. The first one is called the safe life. Now, you don't start off in the safe life, alright? You know, usually this is the person who's been, spiritually mature. They've been saved for a while. They've been following God. They've been trusting God. And they come to a point in their life to where, you know, they're financially stable. You know, they don't have to trust God every month for, you know, to get their bills paid. You know, they're emotionally stable, you know, in stable relationships, and everything's, you know, emotionally just real strong. And lots of times we'll reach a certain level in our relationship with God where we feel safe. We kind of think, you know, I finally got to a place where I can kind of relax. You know, and that's kind of where we're all trying to head to, is to a place to where, you know, we're comfortable. It's relaxing. You know, our relationship with God is good. Everything's going good in our lives. And, you know, that's the safe life. You know, it's kind of cushy. It's kind of comfortable. You know, you're kind of in the zone, you feel like, and everything's going good. And, you know, that's kind of the safe life. See, when I first went to college, moved out of my parents' house, I was thinking, you know, freedom. You know, I get to go do what I want to do. And, you know, what, you know, I can do it, you know. And then the bill showed up, you know, then the freedom went out the window. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That first bill come in for rent, you're like, I can't remember how much I paid for rent, but we had about three guys living in a house, so it was, you know, got it down pretty low. But anyway, when it first started out, you know, I trusted God, man. I was one praying dude, let me tell you. I mean, I was like, God, light bill, you said you're going to take care of my needs, let's do this thing, you know. And I was praying, man. I prayed all the time, you know, God, you know, take care of me, you know, take care of this, you know. I'll give someone a Bible if you pay this bill for me. You know, just all kinds of stuff. You know, you're praying, you're trusting in God, you're believing in God, you know, standing on the promises of God, and it seems like, you know, every month, you know, you're having to do it over and over again, and you know, you're out there dating. Anybody out there dating? Man, it's not easy. I'm so glad I'm finally married because I hated dating. I mean, it's ridiculous what you have to go through. But anyway, you know, praying for my spouse. That is one thing. You know, God, you know, all of you single guys and gals, when I was young, when I was a teenager, I actually prayed for my spouse. I asked God specifically for things. Now, this sounds weird, I admit it. But God answered my prayer. But I did. I prayed for specific things for my spouse. And He answered my prayers on it. So, you know, as you're single, pray. You know, pray for, you know, what you want in a spouse. Pray for your spouse, you know, that they're following God and they're keeping themselves pure for you. And pray for your spouse. Anyway, I was praying, you know, for money, for my spouse and everything. And I was trusting in God. Fast forward about 10 years down the road. Married. Got an education. Got a job. Wife's got a job. We're doing pretty good. You know, I don't have to pray every month, God, you know, I need to pay my light bill. You know, help me out. You know, we were financially stable enough to where we could pay our bills and have money left over and, you know, kind of live a really comfortable life. You know, we were in a good spot. You know, it just seemed like a real safe place. And when you get into a safe place, you kind of relax. You're thinking, I can handle this now. And you begin to not trust God as much. You basically say, God, I got this under control. You take care of this part of my life. I'll deal with the rest. And we're not fully trusting in God anymore. So we have the safe life. And then we have the trust life. Now I believe no matter where you're at in your spiritual journey, you should be living the trust life. Because like I said, when you first start off, man, you're praying, you're believing God. I mean, you have bad habits you're trying to get rid of and you're trusting God to, you know, take those out of your life and replace them with good habits. And you know, you're just believing in God. And so it's easy in the beginning to have that trust. But as the more we mature, the more we grow, the more we get comfortable, the less we seem to trust. And so everything was going good and I wasn't having to trust God. I didn't have to trust God. And it's a scary place to be when you think you got it under control. Because at any moment, all that can go away. You know, the Bible says, you know, that, you know, how can you say that you're going to go to this town, you're going to buy and sell and live there for a year and do whatever? God said, you're not promised that. There's no guarantee that you're going to be in your job next week. There's no guarantee of any of that stuff. So who are you putting your trust in? Are you putting your trust in your job? Are you putting your trust in your family? Are you putting your trust in whatever? Or are you putting your trust in God? See, when you have your trust in God, you lose your job and it's no big deal. Because He already knew that was going to happen. He's got something else ready for you. So what happens when you're trusting in your job and you lose it? Everything falls apart. And then you go into desperation mode. Praying, crying, you know, carrying on, calling everybody you know. So the trust life, it feels a little more risky. Because you have to be obedient to what God tells you to do. The trust life, it feels a little more unsure. You don't have that, you know, that kind of comfort. You know, knowing that everything's okay. I'm not saying that, you know, if you follow God, you're going to be uncomfortable and, you know, everything's going to be a big risk. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when you're truly trusting in God, the Holy Spirit will tell you to do something. First of all, you have to be obedient and listen. Listen to what He's saying and be obedient to it. It gets pretty risky. You know, what if God shows up one day and says, hey, I want you to give your house to this couple that doesn't have a house? Do you trust God enough to do that? I mean, that's a pretty big deal, giving away a house. But would you trust God enough to give away your house? See, when you first start off, there's no way you would do that. You know, because you're believing God for everything. But, you know, for us that's been around a while, that's been, you know, Christians for a while, would you be willing to do that if God asked you to? Do you trust God? See, we have to make a conscious decision to trust God every day for everything. You have to. I mean that is what God wants from us. Is God your source? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3 real quick. This is like the ultimate trust verse in the Bible. You know, anytime I think about trust, Proverbs 3:5. I mean, that's it. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. I'm going to read this out of the NIV. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh, strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be overflowing with new wine." Do you see the heart of God here? Do you see the kind of life that God wants for you? See, this is the life of trust. He says that when you're trusting God, He said you'll have health in your body. You'll have strength in your bones. He says your barns will be overflowing. Your vats will be overflowing. See, God is a God of abundance. He is a God that wants to increase your life. Now, I'm not saying God wants everybody to be millionaires. Some of us couldn't handle it. We'd go crazy and, you know, we'd leave God out of it. And I'm not saying that. God wants us to be healthy. God wants us to be healed in our body, in our spirit, in our emotions, in our minds. God wants complete healing in our lives. God wants us to have abundance in our lives so we're not scratching every day to, you know, to make a buck to pay the bills. But God wants increase. He wants our things in our lives to be overflowing. And then once stuff starts overflowing, He's able to use that overflowing to minister to other people. See, the overflowing's not for us. Our overflowing barn, I mean, if you had a barn overflowing with wheat, I mean, I'm not a farmer, I don't know how all this stuff works, but, you know, if your barn's overflowing with wheat, you're not going to eat all the wheat, right? You're going to have to do something with it. You're going to have to go sell it, give it away, do something just to get rid of it. I love these people that, you know, do their own gardens in their yard. I like to get close to these people because when, you know, when stuff starts producing, like, "Hey, I got a whole bunch of tomatoes, you know, do you want some?" Like, "Yeah, got some corn." So anybody doing gardens, remember me. No, but you know, when they begin to overflow, they have to give it away. They have to bless other people with it. That's what the overflow is for in our lives, to help other people. So what causes us not to trust God? If you look in this scripture, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding." Lots of times it's our own understanding that keeps us from trusting God. See, I'm a very logical person. I'm a very methodical person. I like to think things out before I do anything. And, you know, which is kind of a drawback for me, you know, in obeying God. Because God will tell me to do something, and I'll be like, "Okay, God, how is this going to affect this part of my life? And how is this going to do this? And, you know, what's going to happen over here if I do that?" And I think it all through. And a week later, you know, I finally do it. You know, knowing at the very beginning I'm going to do it anyway because God, you know, God told me to do it, so I need to do it. But you know, I have to think about it for a week. You know, and it's kind of it's one of my trust issues is, you know, I have to reason it out in my mind of how this is going to work out. And so our own understanding is one of the things that holds us back from completely trusting God. Because we think, you know, if I do that, I'm not going to have enough money anymore. If I give away my car, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to walk. Get a bicycle. Become a marathon runner. I don't know. It just depends on how far you live from work. You know. Our own understanding gets in our way of fully trusting and obeying God in our lives. But see what happens? Our own understanding brings fear into our lives. We get the what ifs. You know, if I do that, what if I can't do this? You know, and we get the what ifs. And we begin to question. You know, when we trust God, there should be no what ifs. Now there's going to be fear come up in your mind. There's going to be those fearful thoughts come. But we have control over our thoughts. We can get rid of those suckers. The Bible tells us to judge our thoughts. Bring every thought in captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have control over our thoughts. So when those fearful thoughts come, just throw them out. Just carry on. But our own thoughts bring fear into our lives. Fear of failure. That's one of the big things with guys. I don't know what you girls deal with. I've never been a girl, so I don't know what y'all deal with. I live with two and I still don't know, so. But, guys, they're scared of failure. They're scared of looking inadequate. You know, looking like a loser. You know, some of us are scared of just being uncomfortable. You know, we've built this comfortable life for ourselves. We've built this life that, that we can kind of breathe. You know, what if God asked me to do something that makes me uncomfortable now? Gets me out of that spot of security in our lives. See, the two biggest things that God really was talking to me about talking about trust is, usually when we get financially stable and emotionally stable, we fall into the safe life. Once we hit those, hit that plateau, we tend to, coast a little bit. Thinking, okay, I've got to this point, I can rest. I can relax a little bit. But see, even when we're financially stable, even when we're emotionally stable, we've got great relationships, we're secure. Man, we've got to be trusting God. We still got to be trusting God. No matter what. So fear enters our minds when God's saying, trust me. Trust me on this. I want you to do this and trust me. Because let me tell you something. When God tells you to do something, when He wants you to do something, whether it's to, give something away or start this business or go on this venture or whatever it is, make this investment. So when God tells you to do that, He always gives you the ability. He gives you the strength. He gives you the wisdom to do it. See, you might not have the wisdom right now to start a business. But God might be saying, hey, I want you to do this. When you step out in faith, when you trust God and step out into that, you'll begin to see these thoughts come to your mind. Like, whoa, I never thought about that. I never thought about, you could do it that way. And God begins to give you wisdom. And He'll open doors of opportunity in your life and bring people into your life to help you out in these things. See, we have to take that step. It's called trust. Do we truly trust God? See, God wants to take us all to the next level of faith. Next level of trust in Him. So no matter where you're at in your journey, whether you're just starting out, God wants to take you to that next level of trusting Him. Maybe you've been saved for 30 years, you've been living for God. He wants you to take that next step. He wants to take you to that next level of trust because I don't think we'll ever truly fully trust God with all of our lives. There's always another step we can go. There's always a little bit further we can go. God wants to take us to that next level. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3 real quick. Ephesians chapter 3. The first part of this is an amazing prayer that Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus. And it's one I want to challenge you to pray for yourself. Because as you begin to pray this, it'll begin to stretch you. God, we always want God to be stretching us and moving us forward and helping us grow And this is one of those scriptures that'll do that for you. And I used to pray this for myself all the time. And, you know, it's allowed me to grow. You know, open up your heart to God and allow Him to do His work. But I want to kind of change it just a little bit to make it personal. The way that I used to pray it. Alright? Ephesians 3:14 says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father. It says, I pray that out of your glorious riches, that you may strengthen me with power through your Spirit in my inner man, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. And I pray that I, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all of the saints, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that I may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." That last little part will stretch you. "That I may be filled to the measure of all of the fullness of God." Can you imagine the fullness of God? Have you ever tried to imagine God and all of His goodness and mercy and everything that He has? That's a lot. That's something that'll stretch you. As you begin to pray this and He begins to pour into you His fullness. Now this last part is where I'm trying to go here. It says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is work within us, to Him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Do you see the heart of God here? He says, no matter what you think, no matter what you ask, I want to do exceedingly abundantly above that. See, we've built this life for ourselves to where we think, you know, okay, I'm comfortable here, I can do it. But see, God wants to take that life and go exceedingly abundantly above that. I think if God was to open our eyes and we could see the fullness of what He had for our lives, if He would show us the end result of our lives, if we lived out perfectly His plan, it'd blow your mind. I think it would scare us. Because you would think, there is no earthly way I'm going to do that. There's no way that I could accomplish that in my life. I don't have it in me. See, that's the whole point. Trust in God. Because He's the one that does it in you. It's not you doing it by your own power, by your own will. You see, when you obey God, when you step out and trust in God, He takes you to the next level. A level past what you could ever make yourself. Once you get established in that level, He wants to take you to the next one. Then the next one. And the next one. And it takes trust. Because I think it would blow our minds if He showed us exactly what He wanted us to do. Exactly how He wanted our lives to be. We'd be like, uh-uh. Ain't no way. So that's what we're talking about. Do you really trust God? Are you willing to step out in faith and do what God asked you to do? Because let me tell you something, if you don't do it at the small level, the small things He asks you to do, if you don't do it there, you're never going to do it on the big one. So He never brings that to you until you've taken the first step. When you take the first step, you go to the next one, then the next one, then the next one. Then one day you'll wake up and you'll be like, whoa, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I made it to this spot. And all you can say is, it was all God. Because I can't do this. Let me tell you something. 10 years ago, I would have never saw myself standing right here doing this. I remember back in the days of book reports, the oral book report, the most dreaded day of school. Tests, no problem. Day you have to climb the rope in gym, I don't think we do that anymore. I never had to climb a rope in gym. I remember doing the physical activity tests in grade school where they measure how fast you run, and I don't know, I didn't like that day either. But the day of the oral book report was the most dreaded day in my life. I mean, it was so bad that I didn't want to read my book because I dreaded that day. Which made it even worse because I didn't read the book. In fact, there was one book report I remember doing. I read you know, maybe close to half of it. Made up the end, and I got a C on it, you know. Teacher didn't know I made up the end. Either that or I just guessed really well what was going to happen. I don't know. But I hated that. I hated getting up in front of people. Even in a small group of people, I wouldn't speak out. Because I was scared that they would judge me. Because they would think I'm stupid. They'd think I'm a loser. Because I said something wrong. Wouldn't answer questions in class. You know, the whole bit. And I was terrified of you know, talking in front of people. If God would have showed me then what I'm doing now, I'd say, uh-uh, that ain't going to happen. That fear enters in and holds us back. You've got to do it one step at a time. One step at a time. Obey God in the little things. And then He'll begin to bring more and more into your life. Take you to the next step. Take you to the next level. Until one day you look back and you're like, wow, God, You're amazing. I cannot believe that You did this in my life. See, God wants to do the exceeding abundant in our lives. Lots of times we don't allow God to do that. Because number one, we really don't trust Him. We think that, you don't consciously think that. You know, oh God, I don't trust You. I mean, you don't consciously think that, but there's something inside of you that's holding you back, and it's that fear. Or number two, you don't want to do anything else. You think, I've done all this in my life. You know, I've taught Sunday school, and I've done all of this stuff, and you know, God's pushing you to go to the next level, and you're thinking, I just don't have the energy to do it. You know. I mean, I've been at that point in my life where I'm just like, God, I just really don't want to do it. You know, just kind of getting that lazy mode. It's like, oh, I don't want to grow. I want to stay like this the rest of my life. How many of you want to stay like you are the rest of your life? Hey, we got two hands going on there. Maybe we got some people that have arrived. I need to talk to you later. Ask how you got there. But I want to challenge you. I want to send out a challenge today. Talking about trust. Ask God to do something so big in your life that you have to trust completely in Him to get it done. Ask God to do something so huge in your life that you know you can't do it. It's going to take God and His strength to do it. See, a lot of people are scared to pray for something like that because they think, oh, He might give me cancer. He might break my leg. He might kill my dog. You know, see, God's not in that business. See, John 10:10 tells us that the thief, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy our lives. But Jesus came to give His life. Give His life to the fullest. So when you pray this prayer, it's going to stretch you. It's going to push you. In fact, I prayed this prayer a few weeks ago and I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm scared of what God's going to do. Because I know I'm going to have to trust Him. I know I'm not going to be able to do it on my own. He hadn't told me what it is yet. I'm kind of nervous about it. But hey, I'm looking forward to it because I know God's going to take me to the next level of trust. So that's my challenge for you this week. See, guys like challenges. You know, we walk up to a guy and says, I bet you can't eat that whole hamburger in one bite. You know what's going to happen? That dude's going to try it. He's going to go for it. Girls, I don't know if they do that or not. I'm not for sure. I could tell some stories, but I won't. But that's my challenge this week. Pray that prayer. Ask God to do something so big in your life. Put something in your life that's so huge that you know there's no way you can do it. And you have to trust in Him completely for it. You'll be amazed to God step up. Start opening doors for you. Start giving you wisdom that, man, did I really think that? Was that really my thought? No, it was God's thought, but He put it in there for you. Pray that prayer. Step up to the next level of trust. There might be someone here that, you know, you've never taken the first step, which is trusting God with your life. Accepting Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior. We're going to give you a chance here in a second to take care of that if you've never taken that step. Because that's the first step you got to take. Outside of a relationship with God, you can't trust God. I mean, that's the first step is trust. Prayer team, if you go ahead and come up here. do you really, honestly, and truly trust God with your life? Father, we love you so much. God, thank you. God, that first of all, that you're faithful. God, that you have never failed us. You've never left us out there on our own. God, but you're faithful. You always do what you say you're going to do. You always fulfill your promises. Your promises are yes and amen. Father, thank you that we can trust in you, God. Thank you, God, that as we step out on faith and what you've told us to do, God, that you're there, taking care of business. Father, I just pray as we pray this prayer today, God, put something huge in my life, something that I can't handle on my own, that I have to trust in you. God, I thank you, Lord, that you've already got things in the process. You're already bringing things into our lives, God. You're setting in motion your will for our lives. God, help us to be faithful, to trust in you, to go the distance. God, stretch us. God, grow us. Bring us to that next level, God. We love you so much. If you need prayer for any reason today, whether it be a trust issue in your life, whether it be a relationship that's going the wrong direction, whether you want to put God, trust in God for the very first time, there's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too small that God doesn't care about it. So for whatever reason, if you have anything you want to pray about, come ahead.